This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the Pope in Brazil. But first, more than 4,200 acres have burned on the Southern California island of Catalina. Fire officials say they have more than a third of the fire contained and hope to have it under control by early next week. The fire nearly burned down the island's main town, Avalon, but a determined crew of firefighters stood their ground and saved the city. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Catalina.
With the wildfire contained away from Avalon, officials lifted the mandatory evacuation order. Hundreds of residents are trickling back like Jesus Rodriguez. Friday night, he stepped off the ferry at Avalon's dock and couldn't believe his eyes.
I miss the silence. I was not going to be able to see it again, you know. After 32 years living here, you know, I never see it before, things like that.
Rodriguez fled Thursday as flames barreled down the hillsides quickly surrounding the tiny town. Avalon's mayor, Robert Kennedy, says his city was lucky to have had hundreds of courageous firefighters come to the rescue.
And now I believe the toll is somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 personnel here on the island, deployed within 12 hours to this wonderful rock we call home.
There may be hundreds battling the blaze now, but when the flames broke out Thursday around noon, it was Avalon City Fire Department, all 11 of them, that responded to the call. Avalon Fire Chief Stephen Hoffs says firefighters thought they had beaten the blaze, but then the wind picked up and quickly overtook the small crew. Avalon's volunteer firefighters jumped in, 35 this time. Hoff said little did he know that the 46-member crew would have to fight the fire alone for hours before help arrived from the mainland.
We had air support from LA County Fire Department, five helicopter water dropping, four fixed wing, but they shut down due to smoke and about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
It was at least 2 hours before the first trucks were brought over from Los Angeles.
Approximately 10:30, I'm not sure the exact time, but that is the hardest time. We got the guys saying we need additional resources, we need more support, and they're just getting overwhelmed, and we're just basically looking at the fire coming, and there's nothing we could do.
Luckily, the night cooled down, so did the winds, and the Navy sent over its hovercraft with five engines and its crew. As the trucks rolled into town, the few remaining residents broke into applause. Throughout the night, engine companies came in. By daylight, it was apparent that the Avalon crew and their mainland reinforcements had saved the town. Only one home and six retail structures were lost. Los Angeles County Supervisor Don Canabi says hats off to everyone who's been stretched so thin between fighting the fire in Griffith Park earlier in the week and then battling Catalina's blaze.
A lot has gone on here in Southern California, Los Angeles County, particularly in the last 7 days. And the men and women of our public safety teams are true heroes.
While residents are allowed back in town, officials are asking that tourists stay away for a few more days. Usually on a beautiful Mother's Day weekend, tourists can swell Avalon's population of 3,200 to nearly 10,000. Warren Griffin, president of Catalina's Chamber of Commerce, says losses to businesses on the island could top $500,000.
Small price to pay when you consider what we saved.
If all goes well, the 700 firefighters on the island will mop up the fire by Tuesday, and Avalon and all of Catalina can get back to business. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Catalina.